This is Decoder Datebook for April 19th. On this date, in 1913, The Student, UND's student newspaper, reported on the installation ball of Phi Delta Theta, a new fraternity. The paper said the gymnasium never looked prettier. All of the decorations were carried out in azure and argent, the fraternity colors. Hundreds of streamers, festooned across the hall, formed a vast canopy and produced a pleasing and restful effect. A novel feature in the decorations was a latticed bower in the center of the hall. Finley's orchestra was stationed in the bower and played a delightful program of music. The hall was lighted by two rows of Japanese chandeliers, attractively decorated with fringed shades and trailing smilax. The large Phi Delta Theta shield, outlined in electric lights, was one of the special features. The new fraternity was a result of 2 days of installation rites that transformed UND's Varsity Bachelor Club into the North Dakota Alpha chapter of Phi Delta Theta. The Varsity Bachelor Club began in 1902 as a self-improvement brotherhood. Its club rules were: 1. Never go out walking with a lady who is not your sister or near relative. 2. Never pay attention to or smile at ladies. 3. Be courteous to fair ones, but do not become fascinated. However, a decade later, as the club became a fraternity, its installation ball attracted dozens of young ladies. The student newspaper reported, "The Grand March, led by Bruce McDonald and Clara Berman, began the program of 26 dances. In the first favor dance, the men presented their partners with a corsage bouquet of white carnations, the fraternity flower. Fraternity songs were sung and many original ideas were carried out in the dances. During the evening, frappé, ices, and wafers were served. The confetti dance, which closed the program, was made very effective by colored lights. During the dance, confetti of red and black, the bachelor's colors, and azure and argent were thrown towards the bower in charming confusion. Then rainbow colors were thrown on the pretty scene. The guests formed an immense circle about the hall and sang Auld Lang Syne. Then the fraternity closed the program with the Phi Delta Theta song." Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Andrew Alexis Varvel. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota.